friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
John chapter 14, verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. What incredible truth today, and that is the scripture passage from Memorization Monday. John chapter 14, verse 3. Good Thursday to you, this eighth day of August 2019. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. I pray that you're having a great start to your day. Hope you're having a great week coming up next week, Tuesday. We're going to be hosting at the Great News Radio Center, Why Biblically and Historically Christians Should Stand with Israel. It's going to be taking place at the Great News Radio Center. Pastor Lyndon Allen will be speaking on behalf of the Christians United for Israel. It's taking place next Tuesday at 7 p.m. If you want more details on that, just call 217-298-1980, 217-298-1980, or you can just swing on by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and on the new events tab, you'll get more information about that and other events as well, greatnewsradio.org, and click the tab that says new events. Well, we're closing in almost on the end of summer. I mean, my kids go back to school, I think, in the next week or so. So you know how that is. All right, guys, we got to get ready to start going to bed a little bit earlier, incorporating a little bit more structure into our routine now. But yeah, if you go into certain stores, they're already preparing you for fall. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I have not seen anything, though, for Christmas. I think that's where I have to draw the line and say, guys, what are you doing? But yeah, lots of fall stuff already, and lots of the stores. It truly is amazing how fast time really goes. It really, really is. So hard to believe we're even talking about the end of summer. But in the meantime, let's just enjoy it. How about that? Hey, coming up for Mark and Friends today, we're going to be talking about growing in your faith. You know, maturity is really a mandate if you study God's word. Maturity is a mandate. We need to be growing up in our relationship and walk with the Lord. So we're going to take a look at the book of Hebrews today, Maturing in Christ. Comes up right after this on Mark and Friends for this Thursday.
Savor the sight, the wine and the bread that was broken, and all have been welcomed to come if they might, accept as their own these two tokens. The bread is his body, the wine is the blood, and the one who provides them is true. He freely offers, we freely receive, to accept and believe him is all we must do. Come to the table and taste of the glory and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who've loved him. One is a traitor, and one will deny, though he's lived his life for them all, and for all be crucified. Come to the table, he's prepared for you, the bread of forgiveness, the wine of relief. Come to the table and sit down beside him, the Savior wants you to join. Eyes, the love that the Father has spoken, and know you were welcome, whatever your crime, though every commandment you've broken. For he's come to love you and not to condemn, and he offers a pardon of peace. If you'll come to the table, you'll feel in your heart the greatest forgiveness, the greatest release. Come to the table and taste of the glory and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who have loved him. One is a traitor and one will deny. Though he's lived his life for them all and for all be crucified. Come to the table, he's prepared for you, the bread of forgiveness, the wine of release. Come to the table and sit down beside him, the Savior wants you to join in the feast. Come to the table, he's prepared for you, the bread of forgiveness, the wine of
listening to the Thursday program of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll, and I came across some time ago the top signs you know you're getting older. You know you're getting older when your knees buckle and your belt won't. That's the truth. You know you're getting older when everything hurts and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. That's right. You know you're getting older when your secrets are safe with your friends because they can't remember them either. You know you're getting older when you straighten out the wrinkles in your socks and discover you aren't wearing any. Getting older, friend, that's part of life. Getting older, growing and maturing. You know, today we're going to be talking about maturing in Christ. Maturing. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Hebrews chapter 5 today. Hebrews chapter 5 today, and maturing in Christ. And maturity is defined, as Merriam-Webster, as the quality or state of being mature, coming to full development. Maturing in Christ. Hebrews chapter 5, let's look at verse 11. It says, about this we have much to say. And so the writer here is really talking about Jesus, Melchizedek, the high priest and the priestlyhood. And so he continues on in Hebrews 5:11. About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Hebrews 6 continues on in verse 1 here. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity. Friend, we see some important things here. In this passage here, we see that maturity is a mandate. In Hebrews 6:1, it says, therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity. The New American Standard says, let us press on to maturity. The King James says, let us go on unto perfection. Friend, let me ask you a question here. How have you grown? How have you matured in your relationship with Christ in the last year? How have you grown in your relationship with Christ in the last 2 years, 3, 5 years? Maturity is a mandate. And so what does it look like? What does it look like when there's spiritual immaturity? Well, God's word tells us what it looks like. There's a dullness. There's a dullness. Verse 11 of Hebrews 5 says, about this we have much to say. It is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. The word dull can be translated like sluggish or lazy. Has the idea of a spiritual laziness. Do you know anybody that has a spiritual laziness? When there's an opportunity to get into God's Word, this person says, no, let's just go on Facebook. When there's the occasion to go hear the Word of God taught, no, I'm tired. I think I'll go home and go to bed early. There's a dullness. There's a spiritual laziness. And friend, let me be honest with you. It is so easy. It is so easy to fall into spiritual laziness. It is so, so easy. But friend, that is a mark when we choose to give into that, when we choose to stay there. That is a mark of spiritual immaturity. There's a dullness. There's a sluggishness. There's a spiritual laziness. And another sign of spiritual immaturity, according to God's word here, is not only dullness, but there's also a dependency. In verse 12 of Hebrews 5, for though by this you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. It's like saying, hey, you ought to be an English teacher, but you still need to be taught your ABCs. It's saying like, hey, you need to be an auto mechanic, but you need to be taught how to drive a car. It's like saying you need to be a little league coach, but someone needs to teach you how to swing a bat. And there's an important sense, though, friend, that every believer must be a teacher in the sense of discipling one another, where you come alongside another believer, a new believer, a younger believer. You put your arm around them and help them grow in their walk with Jesus, help to connect the dots of Scripture and their application and so forth. And there's a time where they get to a place where they ought, when they grow, to be putting their arm around another believer, a newer believer, and making disciples who make disciples. But when you're spiritually immature, according to God's word here, you're not doing that. You're still dependent upon somebody else to teach you the basic ABCs of Scripture. Friends, some of us are riding the coattails of someone else's faith. And friend, that's fine and dandy for a season, but God's word is clear. We have to grow up. So there's a dependency. So there's a dullness. That's a spiritual laziness. There's a dependency, but we also see a child's diet. And Hebrews 5, verse 12 says, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. Watch this. You need milk, not solid food. You give milk to a baby. You don't give a baby a steak with mashed potatoes and all that. You give them milk. Now, friend, milk isn't bad at all. In fact, God's word does say in 1 Peter, hey, like newborn babies, long for pure spiritual milk that you may grow up in your salvation. It isn't that milk is bad, but these Christians in Hebrews here should have added some solid food to their diet over time. Let me tell you some. Pureed peas is great for babies, but friend, it won't sustain you as an adult. This is speaking of a child's, a baby's diet. When you ought to be wrapping yourself around a steak from Texas Roadhouse or the Beef House, right? When you ought to be wrapping yourself around a steak, it is time for your bottle. There's a dullness. Friend, there's a dependency. And friend, there's a child's diet. Some signs of spiritual immaturity. Hebrews 6:1 says, therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity. He's not saying go away from Christ. He's not saying leave the doctrines of Christ. What he is saying is go deeper into Christ, getting away from those ABCs and moving on and growing in your faith. How do I grow? Friend, it starts by spending some fellowship with God, having some fellowship with him. Getting up 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early. It shifts our focus when we spend some time with him. It gives us an opportunity to find our direction, find our clarity, find our peace, find our joy, find our purpose, spending time with God. Fellowship with God, but also studying his word. I know it's hard for some folks to open their Bible and read it. Start in the book of John. Start by reading the Psalms, the Proverbs. Buy a devotional book to help you get started, that little spark that will create a flame and fire. But friend, you got to study his word. If you want to know his heart, read his word. So you got to have fellowship with God. You got to study His Word. But here's another thing that's going to get me in trouble here. You got to have fellowship with other believers. God's Word is clear about being active with other believers within the body of Christ. We need to grow. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity. Let us grow up in our walk with the Lord.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, not forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I hath needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime. Sun, moon, and stars in their courses above join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy. Great is
Isn't that a pretty song? It's Selah, and great is thy faithfulness. You're listening to a Thursday's program of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. You can always write to this radio ministry. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And friend, if you missed any of today's program, you can go back and listen to it through the audio archives section at greatnewsradio.org. Well, it's Thursday. I got a busy day today. I'm sure you do as well. So I'm going to hang up my headphones. And in the meantime, as we go out and about and do our thing and serve the Lord, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.